Well, hello there, my friend. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs in all industries to learn tactical tips on how to grow businesses to support a life you love. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're an OG of the Gina Scalpone podcast, hello and welcome back again, my friend. Inside my private Facebook group, I try my best to give back to my community and give free, valuable content every week. I created a post about branding yourself in this private Facebook group, and this is what one of the stylists, Jessica, had commented in the thread that I posted. She said, "I'm revisiting and rebranding everything this year for my booth to build toward my own salon. Can you tell me what the best platforms are for new engagement? In the past, I've done Instagram and Facebook. I like that and plan to use them more, but would like to know which is best, photos, reels, post? Thanks, Gina." So that's Jessica's question that was posted inside my private Facebook group a couple days ago, actually. So I want to share my answer that I answered with and helped her with in that private Facebook group with you here on my podcast episode, my friend. Okay, get a pen and paper out. If you can, if you're not driving or walking your dog or cleaning the house, you're going to want to take some notes, my friend. First things first, I love that Jessica asked this question, such a good idea, and I love that she's already working on her brand. So woohoo, Jessica, great job that you're thinking outside the box, you're forward thinking, and you realize you're not just Jessica the stylist, you're Jessica a brand. So my answer to her question is, she asked, what's the best platform to show up on? My answer is the best platform to show up on is the one your ideal client is on. So let me give you an example. If all my social platforms were taken away from me except for one, I'd keep Instagram because I love it. I love that it's all photos on a grid. I love playing around with reels. I love IG stories. I love the highlights part of it. I love everything about it. My ideal client is not on Instagram. So the question is, where does your ideal client hang out on? If you have an ideal client in your chair, ask him or her, say, "Hey, Stephanie, what social platform are you on? Do you mind if I tag you in this before and after picture of your hair that I just took?" Make sure your clients are following you online, my friend. Here's the 5-minute buffer rule that I've been doing in my own business for years, and I teach this to students inside my online programs. You're going to leave a 5-minute buffer in between clients to do two things. One, make sure you got before and after pictures and videos. So a before picture obviously is before you do the work. I like to take a during picture of the process and then an after. But what's even better, bonus points, take a 5 to 10 second before video on your phone, 5 to 10 second during video at any point while you're in the process, while she's got the foils in, while you're shampooing her hair, and then a 5 to 10 second video after you're all done. You want to do that, and you want to make sure you ask them, "Hey, what social platforms are you on? Are you on Facebook? Are you on Instagram? Let's friend each other." That's the 5-minute buffer rule. So where is your ideal client at? Where does she hang out? Who is your ideal client, and what platform is she on? That's what you need to ask yourself. What I would also suggest is to repurpose your post. It makes posting rarely so much easier. Here's an example. On Monday, you create and share a post on your Instagram account. On Tuesday, that exact same post goes on Facebook. On Wednesday, that same post gets moved over to TikTok. This way, your content has a better chance to be seen by more people when you spread it out. You can take a look at my social accounts. That's exactly what I do. I'm posting typically 6 to 7 days a week on 13 different platforms. It typically takes me about 30 minutes a day to share my posts. I teach all types of strategies like this inside my online program, Glamorous Academy. So the second part to your question is, my friend Jessica, regarding what to post, reels, post, pictures. My recommendation, my answer to that is, and I do this myself on all my platforms, I would recommend to test and see how the audience reacts. Do they like, meaning engaging? Are they engaging on still pics? Or is it videos? Is it reels? What are they actually engaging on? Do they like edited videos, like something you can edit on TikTok or Reels? Do they like just you going, putting your video your camera on live and you're doing a live video of blow drying hair, explaining how to do it when you're at the salon. So what is it that they like? Reels might be really popular on Instagram, but it might not be popular, those types of videos, on Facebook, which might not be popular on your LinkedIn account. So play around with it and see what works. Also, for example, if reels are really fun for you to record, then record those. This is just another food for thought. If you're having fun creating, that will show in your posts. Your audience will see how much fun you're having. And that means you're probably more likely to create and post if you really love recording reels. Okay, I hope this helped you out, my friend. I know this helped Jessica out in the private Facebook group. I shared a link to my private Facebook group if you'd like to join in the notes section of this podcast. I also shared a link to Glamorous Academy if you want to learn more about it. And my friend, if you found this podcast helpful and you think it would help someone else out, can you please share this podcast episode with one of your friends? I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. Mwah!